It seemed as if the long spoken of and anticipated day had finally arrived. For hundreds, yea, thousands of years, generation after generation of people had spoken of the promise of God. The promise of sending a king. A king that would come to deliver God's people. Finally, break the power of the oppressor and deliver them into the golden era of what God had promised. And now, at a time when the nation had come together in the great city Jerusalem and had come to celebrate the Passover, another event that commemorated God's deliverance from an oppressive nation, the Egyptians, people were euphoric at the possibility of this one who come riding on a colt, a donkey, just like Zechariah the prophet had said. And this was no ordinary man coming to the city. This was a man that said he brought sight to people who were blind. He had healed people, debilitating disease. He had, with authority, cast out demons. He himself fed thousands of people with a little boy's lunch. Sir, this is the king, the one I'm waiting for. So the people shouted when he came to Jerusalem, Hosanna, which means save now. Now is the time. Yet, in just 4 days from the shouting celebration of the euphoric entrance, from their perspective, these people's hopes be dashed. For he enters Jerusalem not to overthrow the Romans, but by the end of the week, he himself seems to be overthrown by those Romans when they hang him on a cruel cross and take his life. Certainly the people must have wondered, just another imposter, just another one who claimed to be the Messiah, the long-anticipated one.